Hey, what's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taren here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Dave, and it is about one of the most commonly asked questions that I get about swimming for triathletes.
Hey, Taren. David from Ohio here in the States. Is it bad that I feel like I'm forgetting to kick while I'm swimming? I'm still new to swimming, so I'm still trying to get everything down with my technique. It seems like I'm so focused on my stroke and my breathing and getting that down and getting that sharper and more comfortable with that. I feel like I'm sometimes forgetting, my legs aren't really doing anything sometimes. And I feel like I'm losing out on power and movement of my feet than just using my upper body, and focusing on my upper body and my breathing. You got any tips or tricks for that? Thanks.
Thank you very much for your question, Dave. This is an excellent one about swimming for triathletes. And rarely do I actually get the comment that people say they feel like they're forgetting the kick. Often people will overkick and might not even know that they're overkicking, but they'll say things like, oh, you know, I'm pushing really hard and I'm out of breath. I just keep running out of breath. So what you're saying about feeling like you're not kicking enough is actually fairly rare. That's probably a good thing. Now, here's what I'm going to say is don't feel like you're losing power by not kicking. Even very elite swimmers only gain about 10 to 15% of their propulsion through kicking in the water. And these are the best of the best. Most amateurs are probably close to 2 to 8. So even if you double the effectiveness of your kick, you might only be gaining about 3% of speed in the water. However, kicking is absolutely necessary, absolutely necessary to make sure that you're getting enough body roll from side to side and your body is not sinking, that you are kicking just enough to have your heels come out of the water. So I'm going to give you some tips on how to get the right amount of kicking without tiring yourself out here, David. So like I say, do the minimal amount of kicking necessary, but no more. Just make sure that you've got enough of a kick to turn your body from that side to side and keep your heels coming out of the surface. You're going to absolutely hate me for this drill, but the drill that you can use to know how hard you should be kicking is the corkscrew drill. Once you've learned how to float across the pool on your stomach or on your side and do side kick or back kick, this corkscrew drill is just like that. Push off the side of the wall, extend your arms over your head, and be face down. Take a few kicks. As you run out of breath, kick yourself to the left and onto your back, and you're probably going to be under the water of the surface of the water, and that's why you're going to hate me at first. But then just stay nice and calm, keep kicking, and your body's going to float to the surface of the water. Do that for a little while. Kick yourself left again onto your stomach. Kick for a little while until you need a breath, and then kick yourself right until you're on your back and you can grab a breath. Wait until you come to the surface of the water. Do the same right. So you're constantly going on your stomach, going on your back, going on your stomach, going on your back, and kicking from the left to the right and then the right to the left. And what this is going to do is it's going to teach you how much of a kick is necessary to turn your body. And because you don't want to drown, you are going to find how much of a kick is necessary to keep your body balanced and up to the surface of the water. Kick about that much and then kick no more. Once you start kicking faster than that and harder than that, you're probably not doing yourself much favors because your body's already balanced, your body's already turning, and you're just burning a ton of oxygen with the biggest muscles in our body, the legs. So cut it off at that, do that corkscrew drill, tag me on Instagram with a frown on your face with how much you hate me, but trust me here, David, this is going to get you to the right amount of kick, and NTK is coming in to say hi. Hi.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you very much for your question, David. If anyone else wants to ask a question here on the Trainee Ask podcast and potentially have me get interrupted by NTK while we're recording, go to triathlonterran.com/trainee-ask. Ask your question there. Give a shout out to your training partners and people who might come in and interrupt you while you are recording a podcast. While you're there, you'll love what we've got by clicking top left up at free resources. We've got over a half dozen free downloadable resources to help with your training right now. And finally, if you're liking these Trainee Ask podcasts, the best thing you can do to thank us is head over to iTunes and give us a review. It helps future and aspiring Trainiacs find us there. So thanks, David. Catch everyone in the next episode.